kaboom.
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic, a sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
That it does. We are in the air everywhere, bloviating your Sunday away. Another mailbag. We do this 8 days a week because 4 hours a night are not enough, clearly. And we thank you for finding us. Hope you enjoyed the Travelogue podcast on Saturday, the Squirrel Whisperer, and some hot German football talk.
Oh, boy.
From Gaskin. We got so long-winded on that, we did not have time to get to Pop Quiz or Scientifical, but West of the 405, Gaskin is back again for the Sunday podcast.
Yeah, that reminds me.
No need for the crowd, thank you.
But, you know, with I'm a Pilot putting us on blast last week, and since you love to, you know, live in the kitchen, mm-hmm. and I'm doing German football, European football, what about this?
Make some schnitzel?
Yeah, what if you make your own schnitzel?
The German food I love is the pretzel.
Yeah.
I don't know about the schnitzel.
Man, that would be, yeah. That's...
Although I do like that it's a thin slice of meat. As you know, yeah. I cannot eat meat unless it's thinly sliced.
And it's crusted?
And it's pounded, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could do schnitzel. I make my chicken like that, right? I don't know the meat. I don't know about that, but... Schnitzel's wonderful because it's fried.
Yes.
It's thinly sliced, breaded, and fried.
And you can never have enough of it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Is there a certain kind of meat you're supposed to put in the schnitzel, or it can be any kind of meat?
I don't know.
I don't know the schnitzel rules.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get blasted for it. Now, I have some bad news with the mailbag.
You have bad news? Really? What's the bad news?
Well, it's bad for some, and it's good for others.
The fact that we're doing the mailbag earlier than we normally do the mailbag?
No.
Are we doing this, by the way, early for next week also? Or is that the plan here?
No.
Oh, we're not.
No.
Okay.
But it has to do with, you know, the following days and the following weeks. I needed to point you to your cell phone right now because there's this text message that you're going to receive with some interesting notes. What you'll see on that said text message, Ben, will be podcast download numbers from last week's episodes where you purposely told your audience last Saturday to tank the Friday show.
No, no, I didn't tell them.
And I have the audio proof from that.
Uh-huh. Well, I have no way of verifying whether that's legitimate or not.
You know, we're not going through a state-sanctioned audit. This thing is all upright. And if you look at that picture, you will see 4,000 more downloads Friday than Saturday.
It's less than 4,000. It's less than 4,000. And why don't we open up the mailbag and all the people upset, complaining... Where were you, Ben? Why weren't you there? We had to listen to some guy from the Broncos and Gascon. Where were you? You want to go through those emails? Here's the problem we have. The mailbag does very well, although this past week not as well. The audio was not great on the mailbag. That's your fault on that. Here's the thing. On audio content, more people listen on Friday. Less people listen on Saturday and Sunday.
Well.
It's just the way it is. People are out doing things on Saturday and Sunday. On Friday, people are more willing to listen to the podcast.
If I was really motivated, yes.
That was a throwaway line at the end of the podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No. If I was trying to make a statement, I would have began the podcast by saying, listen to me, don't listen to the other. But what's the point of doing it on a Saturday if people are already going to listen to the podcast on a Friday?
Well, that's true.
It would have been on Friday. You should have been the one saying, don't listen to Ben on Saturday, listen to me on Friday. That would have been more effective. It was just a joke, Gascon. Yeah, well, you are so sensitive. Well, you are such a delicate little flower.
Well, because
I mean, how dare you? It was a joke. I was having fun at the end of a podcast. If my motivation was to get people to listen to this podcast on Saturday, you know, this is obviously a Sunday podcast, but the Saturday podcast instead of the Friday podcast, it would have been ridiculous to do it at the very end of the Saturday podcast.
Well, and I'm happy you brought that up because I haven't seen a big man like you on roller skates in a long time. And now that you're on roller skates, I will let you
know. Not on roller skates. I don't know how to roller skate.
Since I am a caretaker of this said podcast, I carefully edited those carefully crafted jokes out of the podcast.
Oh, is that
so
right?
Those that listened
right?
to that had no idea what
is
the hell
that
I'm talking
right?
about.
Is that right? Is that right, you asshole? You piece of shit. Is that correct? Fuck you. Wow. Snowed under yet again. Cast your eyes on Judas right over there. My God. The podcast is recorded live to air. Live to air. And your phony, that is a traitorous act. All right. How dare you? Betrayal by Gascon.
Oh, that's good.
How dare you?
How many sour dumbbell. Emails did you get, by the way?
Well, there were people pissed. You know, they were more upset I missed the radio show, but then the podcast also. But, oh, my God. How could you miss the podcast? You're supposed to jump in with both feet on the podcast, every podcast.
Well,
my
it's like,
God.
When you, like when you had your gallbladder removed and people were pissed off that you were out.
Oh, yeah. I was in the hospital having major surgery because my gallbladder was all messed up because I'd waited way too long and they were busting my balls.
Yeah, I should be at work.
Well, you didn't exactly run over to see me, by the way, Gascon. Well, you know, run over there. I want to point that out.
Yeah.
You know, you were not forbidden, you know, point out. All right. Anyway, we have the mailbag. These are actual questions sent in by actual listeners like yourself, submitted via Facebook on the Facebook page, Ben Maller Show or RealFifthHour@gmail.com. RealFifthHour@gmail.com. And away we go. First mailbag question comes from I'm a pilot in parts unknown. He says, hello from sunny Tel Aviv. I guess we know where he is then. It's probably mid-80s, perfect weather, and a stark difference to my previous Sydney prison stay. Says before I get into that, just want to say congrats, Ben, on the home sale. Well, thank you for that. I'm a pilot. It has been several months in the making on that. He says, I will try to keep this compact as possible. So he gives us the travel log, the I'm a pilot travel log, which is all he does, fly around. He says, so the flight to Sydney, he claims, is 14 to 15 hours.
Hmm.
It's the same to Tel Aviv. So he goes to Sydney first. And globally, I'm a pilot still dealing with all the COVID protocols and all that. He says, "The had a COVID test prior to departure. Flight goes south of Hawaii around the equator." He mentions the Christmas Island, some other island I've never heard of. Says there's this area called the ITZZ, the Intertropical Conversion Zone. You ever heard of that?
No,
I haven't either. He says it's where the north and south trade winds meet. Usually it's pretty gnarly storms, up to 50,000 plus feet, bumpy ride, etc.
Wow.
Got to weave through all that and head on down towards Pago Pago. On the way to Sydney, arrive early morning, sit for 30 minutes to deplane because we are now in the New South Wales and they will only process one arrival at a time due to COVID, according to I'm a pilot. A lot of red tape, a lot of bureaucracy.
Jesus.
So they deplane, he says, has to wait in a hall for 1 hour. So the plane is landed, half an hour on the plane, hour waiting for someone in full hazmat suit. They come get you. It says security then escorted you to process for arrival instructions. He says there were nurses there, and there were mean ones that would take your temperature, criticize the mask-wearing procedures that they were doing, and given instructions how to properly wear masks, told we were not allowed to leave the hotel room. handed them papers, one of five sheets of paper with passport, name, arrival, and departure information. I'm a pilot. Then says I had walked 50 feet, handed the papers, sheet two with info, signed something. He's giving every detail, by the way, guest gun here. He's very detail-oriented.
Love it.
Saying, I'm not going anywhere. So he had to sign off that he's not going anywhere. He was escorted to the passport and immigration area where there were, you know, sheet number three, clear customs. Then have to take another COVID test. Just took one 16 hours ago, he said. So he's taking another one, I'm a pilot says, as he traveling around the globe here, the globe trekker. Give door hallway where to we find out where we will be staying. There's two hotels. Government selects, no choice. You don't get to choose which hotel you stay at. The door opens. Pilots get on one bus. Flight attendants, I guess, are segregated. They go on another bus. Jesus. Going to the same location, though. That's odd. So it says going to the same location. The email continues. He says, at a hotel, police escorted in two at a time. The same hazmat people with Z papers, questions, temperature check, shown room number, escorted to another office, shown a paper. You have to show the paper with the number, room number on it, punches the elevator button, as apparently if I'm a pilot, says if I touched it, the world would end. Yeah, that's a little too much. Email continues. He says, get off on the floor, and yet another police officer in a hazmat person show the paper with the room number, and they let you in. Can only open the door to retrieve food that is brought at a scheduled time. This sounds like China.
Yeah, no shit.
This doesn't sound... Where is this? He's in... where was he here? Sydney, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like China. So he says you're only able to retrieve the food that is brought in at scheduled times. No selection. Once you hear a knock, wait 30 seconds. Put on a mask and open, get food, immediately close the door. He says, fun times. Food was meh. The worst part, I'm a pilot says, was in the morning. I just wanted some eggs. Nope. Corn flakes and something that resembled apple strudel. I don't have a problem with apple strudel. I'm a pilot. I kind of like the apple strudel. If it's hot, though, it's really hot. That's a problem.
Man.
He says, great, so I have coffee and bite into the thinking apple strudel. It was actually some curry meat pastry. Holy shit.
That's awful.
That's disgusting. Can't wait to go home. Process all repeats on way back. He says, Sydney sucks. Sydney, Australia sucks. They just use our archaic British rules and make them more jacked up so they can call it their own. So then he goes to Tel Aviv, gives us the story on that. He says takes off over Canada. So they fly over from Tel Aviv, from Sydney, they fly to get to Tel Aviv. They take off over Canada, Greenland, Iceland, Sweden, Poland, Romania, Slovakia, Turkey, Cyprus, Israel. Only thing is you have to call, he says, Tel Aviv airspace early to get permission to enter. Usually the handoff is from each center, but Turkey and Israel don't talk to each other. Of course not, even though they're right near each other. So you have to do that. Get off, everything is process automatic. Scan the passport, head out. Easy, he says. And they just lifted the mask-wearing mandates in Israel. Everything is open. Anything happening is towards Palestine's border. Nothing happening in Tel Aviv except sun and fun. And he says, I'm a pilot. Two very different places, vastly different experiences, but can get the Ben Maller and Gascon show anywhere. Shalom, he says. I'm a pilot.
I feel like we need to do one dedicated episode for him. Just something he says.
All right, calm down. I know you want to suck the toes, well, no, and get all the gunk under the toenails.
But he's in transit to some of these foreign lands that are draconian. Just awful.
Yeah. I get it. I understand. Listen, I like, I'm a pilot. He's been a hat benefactor. He's been very kind and supported the show. For some reason, he claims to like you a little too much. But no one's perfect.
Yeah.
Patricia writes in from Lost Wages, Nevada. And says, what exactly is so important that Mr. West of the 405 cannot be there on the regular podcast day? I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to answer Patricia's question in Vegas? You want to? No? All right. Patricia, he is rejecting what I think is a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Messes up my schedule, messes up the listener's schedule.
Well, it messes up my schedule, too.
Very rude.
I agree.
What about you? It's Rick from San Ramon who says, that collapse on part of the Jazz the other day, I guess last week now, was epic. He says, I'm not a Clipper fan, but that was a gutsy performance by your team, Rick says. Sans Kawhi. Good luck to your boys the rest of the way. P.S., Clay's back next year, and the Dubs are going to make a move on an impact veteran in free agency, according to Rick.
Oh, boy.
Says the West will belong to the Dubs one last time before the greatest shooter on the planet retires. There you go. So
I did win steak dinner backing your team when they were down 0-2.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're
welcome. That's awesome.
All right. Have you cashed that in yet,
or
are you waiting?
I'm going to wait on that, but I did take my shots at George Reister, and yeah, he will not spare any expense on that. That's going to be a nice steak dinner.
It's good.
Yes.
You got your shots, huh?
I did. Down 0-2, and they came back, got on their horse and won it. It's a nice job.
Fred from Spring, Texas writes in, says, are you and Gascon dog or cat people? Yeah, I'm a
squirrel.
Dog person.
You're a squirrel person.
Well, I'm a squirrel person. Yeah. I like to feed the ducks and the geese at the park. I'm like an old guy. I like to feed animals.
Now, you watch documentaries. Do you ever watch like nature shows, anything like that?
Yes, I do. I like those that use drone footage and show, you know, different parts of the world, forests. They go into the forest, or they'll go to really Arctic parts of the world. Or there was a documentary, it was on Netflix a while ago, about the oceans.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those. Those are great.
Well, the reason why I ask is because his question says, are you dog or cat? I've been watching a lot of Instagram videos now of these guys.
Well, those are beautiful, bodacious women.
No,
I guess. Man, those aren't dogs or cats. Those are booty models.
There are these guys now, not now, but like there's guys out there that are hanging around, like hugging, rolling around in the dirt or in the grass, the wildlife, with lions and tigers, and sometimes wolves. It's crazy to see, you know, 200-plus pound animals and these guys that just have no regard for anything else. These are wild animals, obviously, that they're able to bond with. It's pretty fascinating.
Well, never underestimate the power of clout chasing, trying to get your 15 minutes of fame, the unnecessary drama.
No, these guys like take care of these lions and
really?
Tigers.
I thought you were telling me there were people on Instagram. The way you explained it made it seem like there were people trying to get people to, you know, like them on Instagram.
No. These guys are like legit trainers. And so they.
Well, they've always been that. I remember when I was a kid, I remember seeing videos, like actual VHS videos of, I think it's in Malaysia. There have been families there that have had pet alligators.
Oh, shit.
Or, whatever. Yeah, and so that's like the family pet. You have a dog. Maybe you're a cat person.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a chicken or a pig, and they have a pet alligator. It's time to go to bed. Make sure you put the alligator in the bed. I mean, come on.
That's crazy.
Nuts, right?
Yeah. Fucking alligator.
Eric in Omaha says, jeans, khakis, or sweatpants? Sweatpants.
Let me go jeans.
Lee writes in from the Valley of the Sun. He says, hamburger or pizza, and fuck Gagon, he says.
Did he spell any of that right? Did he spell fuck right?
He got that one right. A couple of words messed up there. that's hamburger pizza. That's tough. A well-made burger.
Yeah, that's tough.
I gotta go. Pizza's, to me, multidimensional. You get the toppings change on the... You get the toppings on a burger change, too, but I'll go pizza.
And you can have cold pizza. You can't have a cold burger.
That's true. You got to eat it fresh. Blind Emmett, the Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington, says, have you guys thought about getting the great John Ramos on the Fifth Hour podcast?
Our Mexican Philip Rivers?
Wow.
Got a lot of kids, man. What?
What's wrong with that, man? He's a family man.
I know.
What's wrong with that? Ramos is an L.A. radio legend.
I know.
He's not an amateur.
I know.
Now, I was bragging to John Ramos when I moved to the halfway house, and I had to deal with John in the the engineering staff, Kyrus and the other guys on the engineering side, I had to get the studio set up. Of course, I had to do it myself and move everything and make sure everything was still connected the way it was supposed to be connected. As you know, I'm an expert. I have my FCC. I had my FCC license when I worked at the college station back in the day. Anyway, so I'm talking to Ramos, and I'm like, see, I'm like an amateur engineer just like you. He said, no, I'm a professional engineer.
Let me take that subtle shot at him.
No, that was not my intention. That was not my intention to take a subtle shot at him. I was merely pointing out that I was proud of myself that we actually got this to work, even though I had to do a week back at the mothership and all that. But I'd love to listen. If it's up to me, Blind Emmett, I would put many of the support staff, the meat and potatoes of Fox Sports Radio, I would happily put these people on. In fact, we are going to have at some point Ask a Vegan will be on the podcast. Alex Teicher will be on the podcast. I promised him a podcast experience. Now, he said he promised major downloads because he is connected in the anime world and he's a very popular figure in that world. And he promised me if we put Alex Teicher on, engineer for Jason and Mike Harmon and Rob Parker and Broussard, Chris Broussard, that he said major downloads.
All right, we'll see.
We'll go platinum if we put him.
Does that
on.
Mean so we have to bring on like? Him. Does that mean we have to bring on like Gavin and Iowa Sam and some of the other guys? That
yeah, I see. Listen, these are. I know you're west of the 405. These people are below you, but I'm fine. These guys, I'll put them on. You don't know who could be a rock star. Now some of them might be boring, and horrible.
Yeah,
but you have to leave room for that. And these are people that they're not totally anonymous because, like, Blind Emmett, he loves all the behind-the-scenes people at Fox Sports Radio. He'll send messages to me, put so-and-so on. Like,
really?
Don the board op or whatever. Put him on. Yeah.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah.
Vols fan Jimmy from Fayetteville, Tennessee says, Ben, I saw you feeding the squirrels, and they must like peanuts. What would you have done if they would have run up both your legs and went after your own nuts? Well, I think you know what I would have done. I would have gotten to a defensive fight or flight posture, Jimmy from Fayetteville. But it was one of the cooler things that feeding the squirrels. We mentioned it yesterday on the Saturday podcast, but it was pretty cool, Gascon. It reminded me of when I went to Catalina, and they have a Lover's Cove on Catalina Island off the coast of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not supposed to do this, and I should not say this on the radio, but I have heard rumors that if you feed the fish frozen corn or frozen peas, they will jump out of the water to get the frozen corn and the frozen peas. It's unbelievable.
That's
it's
awesome.
Like you're the fish whisperer. Pretty cool.
Wow.
Pretty cool. And I saw this. I had the same experience with the squirrels, and it's pretty neat.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Ben, Ned Flanders hosting your show, Roberto No Show, What the F, Beer, Drinking Brian, Half Pint, could have ran it. Bad decision on your part.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. I don't know who sent that, but that's a bad person right there. I don't think they put their name here. I don't know what happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's the email address?
No, that was on Facebook. I think that was posted on the Facebook page. Yeah, it was kind of helter-skelter at the last minute. I was like looking for questions. Vic says, are you guys unable to get your podcast on Alexa? Are we not on Alexa, Gascon? Are you? Oh, by the way, that last email, the just jointed one that was all over the place, that came from Brandon.
Oh, there
so, yeah.
We're on like 56 different platforms.
Not enough, Gascon. Whatever's convenient to that particular listener.
God,
I'm just saying. And this guy Vic wants Alexa. I don't know the difference. I don't use Alexa. Do you use Alexa? I don't use Alexa.
I've never used Alexa.
You ever dated a girl named Alexa? Yeah.
No.
No. Just a one-nighter?
Nah.
Yeah, I understand. Pierre from Springfield, Mass., home of the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, where you can see Muffet McGraw in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, says, any chance that your executive producer gets you a housewarming steak and chow down on some warm Raising Cane's at the Ugly Sweater Party now that you, him, and Mr. Oakley Doakley are going to be neighbors on the elite side of the 405. No, I will not be living west of the 405. I want to be very clear on that. I will have a humble abode, which will be worked on starting right now, actually. They're doing some structural work. And my wife's very excited. We get to pick out all the flooring, and it's like it'll be a brand new place.
Are you doing wood or are you doing carpet?
No, we're not. Definitely not carpet. We're not doing wood. We're doing the wood look tile.
Oh, those are good.
Which is wonderful. It'll last. Like, I'll be dead for 100 years. This tile will still be good.
And it's easy to clean. It's super easy to clean. Yeah,
I love it. And it looks like wood, but it'll last. Because I had a flood, as you know. Your father helped me out. Thank you for that. At the old Mallor Mansion. Boy, it's hard to say it's the old Mallor Mansion. But we had a pipe burst, and the floors got flooded, and because of the wood, we had laminate, actually. It all got destroyed, and we had to get it replaced. But with tile, the tile part, we didn't have to get replaced.
Yeah.
So it's a way to go.
So with your flooring, what color are you going to have it? Are you going to have it as like an oak color or smoke, gray? Like, what are you going to...
Kind of like a smoky wood kind of color. Although that's subject to change. That the flooring's the last thing they do because they don't want to destroy it. So we still have some time to pick out different flooring. But we have settled on what we think will be the flooring.
That's cool.
So we'll see.
That's a good look.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing when it's all done. But it's going to be a couple of months before it's done. Let's see here. Ozzy Momentum writes and says, any chance you could get JT the Brick on your podcast?
Mm.
Guy's a legend. Mm. Reckon it make a great radio. Cheers.
Mm.
What are you doing, Keska? What are you doing? What are you?
That's interesting. I haven't heard JT's name used in a long time.
No, I think he's working at Mad Dog Radio. I think he's doing a show at nights and Mad Dog Radio, and he's got a podcast with Looney. Now, I don't really know JT that well. We've worked at the same place a long time. But, yeah, I mean, I knew, like, nothing against JT. I'm sure he's fine and all that, nice guy. But I really didn't know him that well. I knew Mike Northmore.
Yeah.
And some of the other guys that we've had on, Tony Bruno, guys like that. I never really knew JT that well. But I wouldn't be opposed to putting him on the podcast, and he's been in radio a long time and can shoot the shit. He's a radio guy, so if he wants to do it, we can book him one of these weeks. Chris in Maricopa, Iowa. Did I say that right?
Maricopa? You did.
Yeah. He says, when Casey Kasem did the countdown, did he have to sit through commercials or were they added later?
He voice tracked everything.
Yeah, everything was recorded. The commercials were added in later. So, yeah, he did not sit there. Just like Ryan Seacrest, I think, does the countdown show now. I think he's still doing it.
Yeah. Steve Harvey, I think the same thing too, right? With those morning shows?
Harvey will do his show. I don't think we're allowed to say. But occasionally he will voice track it. How about that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to give any secrets out how we make the hot dogs. But a lot of those, you'd be shocked how many big-time radio shows are not actually live. Let's just put it that way. And it's really great because a lot of guys in radio can just record their show and they don't take calls, so it's not time-sensitive. I can't get away with that, Gascon. I've totally effed up. On my show, I don't take a lot of calls, a couple calls an hour usually, unless I go crazy. And we should do a newbie night at some point, but I don't normally take too many calls. But I take enough where if I don't take calls, you can tell... Something's up.
Yeah.
Chris also says, I've been hearing ads on your radio show for the Fifth Hour podcast. Did you pay for them?
No.
If you were, were you given an employee discount? No, I didn't pay for any ads. No, iHeartMedia, which is the parent company, and Fox Sports Radio is a partnership with Fox Sports and iHeart, but iHeart is the radio company. And so they have really made a big push on podcasting, thus the Fifth Hour podcast. And so they've been promoting not only our podcast, but a bunch of other podcasts on terrestrial radio to try to get people. I know the Will Ferrell podcast has gotten a lot of, the Anchorman podcast, I think it is. That's gotten a lot of promotion, a lot of promotion for that. This is a different Chris in Iowa. He says, are you better at withstanding extreme heat or extreme cold? I imagine you SoCal softies handle heat better. I'll go first. To me, the heat I'm more used to because I've lived in recent years, I've lived in an area that got pretty hot, and I don't mind going on vacation to spending a weekend in Palm Springs where it gets to 110 or Vegas where it's 120, although you're inside most of the time. I haven't spent too much time in cold weather. When I have spent time in cold weather, it has been horrific, but you just bundle up. It's not that bad. But the end result, though, Gascon, regardless of whether you're in hot weather or cold weather, if you have a burn or a frostbite, it's the same effect on the body. How about that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Cold weather, warm weather guy.
I'm a hockey guy, so I think I'm more cold. My engine runs hot anyway.
That's a lie.
And, yeah, I do well in cold. Now, the kicker, though, you know this, is the wind. Cold is fine, but then you get the fucking wind, and it's game over. Like the Chicago wind, that wind in Philadelphia. Wind is fine, but
they call it the Windy City because of the politicians, not because of the wind.
That's true.
I point that out.
But man, yeah, I like the cold. I don't mind it at all.
Yeah, he says a guy that's surrounded by a bunch of heaters and all that. Well, you live west of the 405. How cold does it get down to 50 occasionally there? Yeah, possibly.
I don't know. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, I was at the
get beach. Out the blankets. It's gonna get to 50.
Last weekend I was actually at the beach. It was a little overcast, a little foggy, but. God, yeah. Just great scenery.
All right, moving man why? Matt writes.
Why do you just run right over that?
I feel like you've run out of things to say. I feel like there's nothing to say here. A moving man Matt writes in. He says, who wins a tag team matchup, Ben and moving man versus Gascon and Roberto?
If I get Roberto some tequila, we win by a mile.
You have no chance. You understand the places... that moving man Matt has been, the people he has seen, the things he has done, you would be pummeled. I wouldn't even have to do anything. I would just be observing.
Yeah.
I could. Moving man Matt is such a tough guy.
Yeah.
Okay, I've met this guy. I could get a lawn chair and sit down and with a big bucket of popcorn, and he could take both Gascon and Roberto down. Like, now, if this was young Roberto, it would be a problem because Roberto was one of the scoundrels at the pavilion at Dodger Stadium and
a
typical Raider fan back in his younger days.
Right.
But he's mellowed out.
He's a family man.
He's a father. So he's happy-go-lucky Roberto. That's the guy that you're matched up with. But moving man Matt.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, this guy's he's a monster. He's an inner monster when he wants to be supporting the Maller militia.
Oh, for good grace.
Be great. God. Absolutely. Man, oh, man. Kevin, by the way, moving man Matt's upset you didn't say something stupid because normally you say something stupid. He's upset by that. Kevin in Kansas says, Ben and David, thank you for the excellent podcast. Your Friday shows are particularly insightful, and some of that comes from the insightful questions you have for your guests. Both of you are sharp with questions. Have you always been that good? Or is it something you learn through practice and mentorship? Well, that's tremendous sucking up, Kevin. I appreciate that. Tremendous. No, it's trial and error for me. I know I was terrible when I first started in radio. It was horrifically bad. But the good thing about working weekend overnights for all those years is no one was listening. And I had a blank canvas to try stuff and figure out what worked. And I'm also a believer in that 10,000-hour thing. I think there's some truth in that. The more you do something, repetition. Right? And you get to a certain point, you master a skill. But you really can't master it. You got to keep adding on to it. What about you, Gascon?
Yeah, I find like I get in more trouble with longer questions. Shorter questions, the easier it is, and then...
That's the key. You don't want the 15-part question. You hear that a lot at the White House when they're interviewing the president, whoever the president is.
Yeah.
The reporters are such intellectual assholes that they ask 7 different questions in one question because they only get one chance to ask a question.
Yeah.
And as a result of that, the person who's answering the question, A, they have time to think about what they're going to say, And B, they will answer the most benign of the questions.
Yeah.
So if you give someone a quick question, and they will not have time to think of an answer.
Right.
That's the key to asking questions. It's not how long you go. It's asking a quick question.
And also,
why are you such an asshole?
You need to ask open open-ended questions as opposed to closed questions.
Yeah, no yes, no questions. You can't do that. It's very important.
Yeah.
Basics. These are things you're supposed to learn in a journalism class. The open questions are what, how, why.
Yeah. Not the, you'll notice this a lot, especially in today's world. Can you talk about this? Can you talk about what happened here? That's not a fucking question.
No. But you could rephrase that and why did this happen?
Yeah.
Or how did this happen?
Yeah.
Or what happened?
Yeah.
So, President Biden, I see you fell asleep the other day. What happened? Boom. Just like that.
Yeah.
All right, go down the list. All right. What do we have here? Mark in Ottawa writes in. Mark's a big fan of yours. He says, Ben, speaking of Mr. West of the 405, would you take the over-under on David being with 405 different blanks? Yeah. You're not on Facebook. You can't see the question.
No, right? I cannot.
Well, let me send this to you. Hold on a sec here.
I am deathly afraid of the Montreal Canadiens potentially getting back to the Stanley Cup final.
You're afraid of that?
Yeah. They should be cursed after what they did to the Kings in 93.
Yeah, I just sent you the question.
All right.
Check that out there. See when you want to answer that.
That's kind of interesting. Mark from Ottawa. Well, yeah. Mark's got a lot of time on his hands. And, you know, being when you're north of the border in Canada and you can't even go outside to pick up your trash or go get some groceries, and you're stuck in that shithole of a country, you come up with questions like that. So
Gascon's getting more agitated. He's as mad as a hornet right now.
Mark watching the bang bus, male version only. That's good.
All right, email from Danny. This will be the last one. Danny from South Florida. He says, hey, Ben, Danny from South Florida here, avid listener. I was curious, we seem to be alike wearing the longer swim trunks and shorts to the beach. Do you have go-to beach attire, or does it vary based on the outside weather? Also, does Ben Simmons know if he's allowed to use the basket in the fourth quarter? 3 shots in 7 games. Thank you, Danny.
He asked a harder question.
Yeah, he asked a sports question. Yeah, I've talked a lot about Ben Simmons the last week on the radio, so I don't know if I want to rehash any of that content, but it's good for radio. Ben Simmons is good for radio, I'll say that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Danny, being a rather pasty vampire of the night, I don't get a lot of sun. I'm an indoor creature. I'm up nocturnal, the nocturnal kernel. I'm up all night, so when I go to the beach, I do burn easily. I do burn easily, so there's a lot of suntan lotion, and I usually wear a swim shirt, and I like baggy swim trunks. I've often said, I'm not kidding, I want to cover up as much as possible. I want to wear, if I could, a burka on the beach. So that's my thing. Long swim trunks, I wear the swim shirt and all that, so that's my go-to. But Danny, you're in South Florida. You're in paradise there in South Florida, so you're out and about. It's 80 degrees every day there.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely correct. Gascon, if you're curious, you didn't ask this, but he wears the banana hammock when he goes to the beach. That's his.
My board shorts are great, but I got great legs. I do not skip leg day. Perfectly, I guess I could say proportioned.
You want to take a bow?
I could if you'd like me to. I can do that.
We learned from our favorite couple there in South Florida that you like to
Grandma
pose
and Grandpa,
naked.
Yeah. They're the ones
you
that
like to
wear,
pose,
you know, they
you
put
like
on
to
their
pose
diapers
naked.
Every day and every night. And, yeah.
Wow.
And the retirees.
Wow. What a loser.
I'm sorry. I don't
Helen,
burn easy.
Helen, you're talking about Helen and Stu in Palmetto Bay, and they didn't even send a question in.
Well, they suck.
This week.
Their typewriter broke down.
Just because they point out your shortcomings, they have the courage, the intestinal fortitude
their keyboard
to point
warriors.
Out your mistakes.
Yeah.
When you F up, they point that out. I like Helen and Stu. I'm going to give them a golden ticket.
Why?
You got
a
golden ticket.
You can't give a golden
you got
ticket
a golden
on a podcast.
Ticket. I just did.
Oof.
I just did.
I'll have that edited out of the podcast.
My God. My
Do you think
God.
That when after or before they send the emails to you that they're rolling each around each other and like in these wheelchairs up and down the streets of South Florida?
I mean, Gascon, don't you want to live like Stu and Helen and be able to live in a nice area of Florida
and
enjoy
sour,
your life?
Have made, up,
no, they're
out.
They're young, hip, and cool.
There's nothing hip
age
or cool
is
about
just
them.
A number, you numbskull. You're such a mama Luke. You know, they don't live west of the 405. Listen, I'd rather live in Palmetto Bay than west of the 405. How about that?
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
Speaking of numbers.
You 405 douche.
I'm happy to report our podcast is up 101% over the last 90 days.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good.
101%.
That's nice.
That's pretty phenomenal.
Well, I have heard from people at the company that our podcast has done very well. This podcast and my radio show podcast.
I don't know if that's
shockingly
good.
Well, but I'm not supposed to know that, Gascon, because then I have to negotiate a new deal, and if I bring this up, then they'll be like, "Well, no, that's not true." You know, all that. So.
Hey, listen, I'm happy that you brought that up, because when you are negotiating a brand new deal, just gonna remember who's driving you to the party. Just let them know that.
I drive myself.
I just transported, someone else's along the way.
Well, how am I related to you? I mean, these things are not related.
I don't know. Is that good or bad, though, that both of your shows have not diminished in return downloads and listenership despite a pandemic?
Yeah. Well, I'm still blown away.
Yeah.
It's one of the coolest things, and I've been doing this a long time, and there have been a lot of crazy things that have happened, but the fact that Fox Sports Radio, a place I have worked for over 20 years of my life, pretty much my entire adult life has been spent at Fox Sports Radio, we had more listeners with no sports than with sports. It's shocking.
That's wild.
It is shocking. Now, listen, I would like to thank the people running the other networks who are doing such a terrible job programming that Fox Sports Radio's programming is so much better than the competitors. Apparently, judging by the ratings, we're the number one. It's shocking.
Yeah, that's wild.
When I got into this, when Fox Sports Radio started, ESPN Radio was the dominator.
Yeah.
It was all about ESPN Radio. They were the number one network, and they're not anymore. Fox Sports Radio is the preeminent network for sports programming. It's a great testimonial to the people that work on the radio, behind the scenes, people in management, everyone. It's crazy to think that this place is, I don't think of it that way, but that it's the most listened to sports network. It's just nuts.
Yeah.
Great.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Oh, who knew?
Nah, I know. I mean, that's, part of it's that the digital numbers have just accentuated the show. And then I happy to report that helping you get into the digital world.
You're going to make this all about you.
It's been one of those things. It's a pride of joy. It's my little baby. Sometimes I shed a tear when I see you blossom into this big media mogul. It's a great sight to see, It's like
you want to do a pirouette on the catwalk? Turn back around, come back to the rest of us here.
Oh my god, yes, these are wild numbers. It's really cool to see the engagement with people out there. So
no, it's great, and I've always had a little bit of an advantage being the overnight guy, because most people only work overnights for a select amount of time and then go back to the dreaded day shift.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is I've been able to convince some of my people that are fans of the show that they can still listen during the day, even though it's like the way I look at it, even though I'm doing the overnight show, we're pretty much just recording a podcast for the next day.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people, you look at the downloads on the radio show, and there's a lot of people that are listening to us in morning drive on the overnight show and just listening when they get in their cars in the morning on the way to work. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well,
it's pretty neat to see that.
To be accurate though, your show is not crafted in such a black and white kind of format where you're just hardo sports all the time. You're allowed to go off the beaten path a bit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're allowed to be colorful. You're allowed to be colorful. That's what I'm trying to say.
You got
to
use all the colors in the rainbow.
Yes. Some guys don't do that. Some guys are just like, black, red, white, blue. I'm out.
Nah, I hear you. So. Right, don't you have some German game to do or something like that? You have to go and messing up my schedule. How dare you?
Sorry.
How dare you? Anyway, all right, listen, thank you again. Tell a friend. We can double the podcast audience. I say this, I mean it. If everyone listening, I'm talking about you and the other person over there, if we can all get one person to listen, just one person to listen to download the podcast, I don't care if it's your grandma, your grandpa, I don't care if it's your kid that doesn't care about sports, as long as they subscribe to the podcast, we get a little bit of credit, automatically downloads. But we thank you for supporting the podcast. Have a great rest of your Sunday. We'll be back inside the Magic Radio Box with a new week of fresh content on the Ben Maller Radio Show at 11 o'clock Pacific on Sunday night, 2 a.m. in the West on Monday in the middle of the night, early in the morning. We'll catch you then.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.